Good morning, Abel. Today's Tuesday, 31st of May, and right now it's partly cloudy with 29 degrees Celsius, and a forecast for today is partly cloudy, with temperature range from low 29 to high 35 degrees Celsius, and with heat index of 41 degrees Celsius. Wind supposed to be blowing from south with 16 kilometers per hour. Later on we can expect a thunderstorm, and the chance of precipitation will be on 80%. Humidity will drop from morning 73% on 55% at noon and rise back up later on. Moon is waning crescent and 3% of it is illuminated. Tomorrow is new moon in Gemini and a partial solar eclipse. A partial solar eclipse occurs in the polar regions of the Earth when the center of the moon's shadows misses the Earth. The partial eclipse will be visible in most parts Eastern Asia, Alaska, Northern Canada and Greenland. Dear Aurelians and newcomers, last Wednesday, general meeting will continue tomorrow at 5 p.m. again at Sauchu, and you are kindly invited to participate. Teachers of Nandanam and Centerfield Garden are offering a summer program at Centerfield Kindergarten for children of Auroreans, newcomers and guests of Auroreans, only from age of 4 to 7. They are offering crafts, stories, block building, games and pool for children. Snacks will be provided, but not lunch, and no transport by bus. They are offering this service 3 mornings a week, on Monday, Wednesday and Friday from 9 a.m. to noon, all the way until Friday 20th of June, or maybe until 27th of June, depending on available help. Now about energy. If you are interested to have a look at their pilot project with a hybrid solar and wind system with 2 watts wind generator, you are welcome to check it out. Please call Martanda and Catherine before you come on 262-2421. Thanks to the Pilot Project Community Information Center as part of the ICIT project founded by Stitching the Desire, they are able to offer at Savitri Bhavan individual computer access to a large range of study materials, documents, audio and video relating to the lives, work and writings of Sri Aurobindo and the Mother. 3 stations with monitor, mouse and earphones are connected to a central server. Users can browse freely and access all the materials stored in the server. Documentary materials available include the complete works of Sri Aurobindo and the Mother with search facilities, the Mother's Agenda in the original French and English translation, all issues of Savitri Bhavan's Journal of Invocation, study notes on Savitri with indexes, and a wide range of research papers created at Savitri Bhavan, including those of Nishtha and Vladimir on the Vedas and Upanishads. Audio recordings include all the Mother's recorded talks and messages, readings of Savitri by the Mother, Nirodhabaran and others, Sunil Das music, Savitri music from other sources and talks by many speakers. Video materials include the entire series of meditation on Savitri films of Hutas, Savitri paintings created by Manohar, as well as films of the life and work of Sri Aurobindo and the Mother, on Auroville and on environmental and human unity issues. All Aurovillians and interested guests, visitors and volunteers are invited to make use of this opportunity to increase their knowledge and understanding of the vision of Sri Aurobindo and the Mother and the aims and ideals underlying the experimental of our will. These materials are for use on the spot only, and for the copyright reasons, copies can be given only in exceptional cases. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, we can see tonight at 8 p.m. an Italian film, The Viceroy, made in Italy in 2007, and film is drama, history in Italian with English subtitles. And tomorrow at the same time and place we can see interesting Pressure Cooker made in USA in 2008 by director Mark Becker, and this one is a documentary in English. Since the middle of May onward, La Terrasse closed every evening at 8 p.m. and food is served only until 7 p.m. New Era Secondary School is so very delighted to announce that the results have come and their entire 12 standard class has passed the CBSI final exams. They had 8 students in this class who all took the exams and all 8 of them passed. And now back to some essential services. The ambulance is still under repair and PIMS is running a prompt ambulance service with a good vehicle and 3 attendants. They are available on 265-6271. In Auroville, we got women's 24-hour hotline for women needing support after an incident of sexual violence on the roads in and around Auroville on 944-235-7690. Anyhow, for the support, we can call Day and Night Guard on cell phones 944-33-62-691 or 944-30-90107. On the road, we also got patrols and escorts of Auroville volunteers between 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. every night. And you can call them on 262-3123 if you need escort or assistance. The Auroville Housing Needs and Resources Survey was completed by 175 people in Auroville. This survey gives valuable data from a planning point of view and also a database that will allow more effective communication on housing issues with those in need. Main findings of it are: of the 175 people who filled in the survey, 70% are Orwellian, the remainder are newcomers and friends of Orwell. 74% of people need homes within a year. There is a fairly even divide in the types of units needed, with 37% being family, 34% being single, and 29% couples. 41.6% of those surveyed are willing to steward outlying Orwell land. Analysis of people's current housing situation reveals that 79% are in Orwell housing assets. 12.4% pay rent inside Orwell and 6% outside. 78% want to live in the residential area, 75% say they need 2-3 rooms, and the most popular housing preference is cluster detached or semi-detached houses followed by apartments and row houses. 51% of people have some financial capital, 46% of those who have 5 lakhs or less, 26% have 5 to 10 lakhs, and 20% have 10 to 20 lakhs, and 4% have more. 41% would like to have a rental option, 57% of those who could offer under 3,000 rupees per month, and 20% could offer 5,000 or less, and 7% could offer 8,000 rupees or less, and 5% could offer more. Many people can offer skills to Orwell. You are not only water, nor are you only soil. You are something else entirely. You transcend the world of math, but you are on your journey towards self-realization. Wrote Rumi. Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on ourvilleradio.org.